5 years ago, 2020. Horse Lake Elementary School collected and dropped off toilet paper rolls at the 100 Mile House Food Bank. They were short the 1,000 toilet paper rolls goal they had set by around 200 before Save on Foods stepped in and helped them get over the goal. For every 10 rolls, they would put up a snowflake next to a paper snowman they had created. The reason why Horse Lake Elementary School decided to do this was because the 100 Mile House Food Bank funded their breakfast and lunch program, and because toilet paper is an unusual item that does not get donated to the food bank often. 10 years ago, 2015. Chris Condi, who was then a local guide outfitter, was not happy with the Wildlife Allocation Policy, WAP, changes announced by Forest, Lands and Natural Resource Operations Minister Steve Thompson in December 2014. Since Thompson released a press release that 168 extra allocation permits would be going to guide outfitters, there has been a battle between the British Columbia Wildlife Federation, BCWF, and the Guide Outfitters Association of BC, GOABC. Condi said he was tired of the misrepresentations he had read in letters and news stories in the past month. He has said that he felt embarrassed to be associated with either camp due to what he called inaccurate information being disseminated by both parties. 15 years ago, 2010. 180 people turned out at Peter Skeen Ogden Secondary School, Paseo, on February 4th of that year to give trustees of School District 27, South Dakota 27, input on how it should deal with a potential $3.4 million budget deficit for the 2010-11 school year. The meeting saw everything from proposed cuts to the French Immersion Program by Tina Majker, who was the Canadian parents for French 100 Mile Branch, to a fiery condemnation of SD 27 by Ken Martin, whose children attended Buffalo Creek Elementary School. Trustees had earlier stepped back from a proposal to shut down the Lac La Hache and Buffalo Creek Elementary Schools, as well as scrap the Elementary French Immersion Program. Mitch Campsall, mayor of 100 Mile House, had urged trustees to retain the French Immersion Program, as well as several others. 20 years ago, 2005. Figure skating was removed as a component of the 2006 BC Northern Winter Games, which was set to be hosted by 100 Mile House, with a communication breakdown being blamed. Nancy Giesbricht, who was the regional director for the sport of the society, said that it was due to an ongoing problem with the British Columbia Yukon Territories section of Skate Canada as well as the Caribou North Central Region subsection over registration and poor communication. Gail Weber, who was the chairperson for the British Columbia Yukon Territories section of Skate Canada, said she was not informed until then 100 Mile Figure Skating Club president Steve Pennock called her.